What is your first name? Your first name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay, Mary. You know what this is all about. Now, you have had actual physical contact, Mary, with an alien?
Well, many times, but this is something that's very unusual. About 2 months ago, I had an alien actually enter into my body while I was fully awake, 7 o'clock at night, my family around. And my husband saw me. It was bizarre.
When this event occurred, Mary, were you conscious of what was happening to you?
Totally conscious. I was watching, getting ready to watch Dateline, and I had all this energy flowing through my body, and I looked up, and I could see three aliens, the grays, standing there, and they're actually in a beam of light.
Okay.
And they just showed themselves for a second, and about 15, 20 minutes later, I couldn't get up off the chair, and I finally was able to get up, and I felt really weird, and I, all of a sudden, it felt like there was two people inside of me, and I could actually feel them and feel its feelings.
All right, this is going to seem like a rude question, Mary, but
okay.
I'm going to ask it. How do you know it wasn't all in your head?
Because you know what, it felt like my body was just overstuffed, and plus I had all this energy just flowing through my body.
I know, I've got all that, but I mean, how do you know that it was sourced out? How do you know that it really was aliens? Now you say you saw grays, and so again,
had I not seen them, I would have thought maybe it was just some bizarre episode, but I don't know how else to explain it.
Could it have been a bizarre episode accompanied by something in your imagination? Could that be? Or what, you know, was there any way for you to discern that you were fully conscious? You know, reach down, pinch yourself, whatever.
I was walking around. I actually went outside and was walking around. I was talking to my husband, but I was also experiencing this. How else do you explain something else being in your body? It's hard.
I don't know. What do you think the intent was of what was done to you? What? Why? Any idea? Guess.
What I understand is that I could tell he. I'll just call it a he. Had never experienced the human physical body before. He was seemed somewhat maybe more dimensional. Maybe that's why he hadn't. He just seemed so amazed with.
So at the time,
petting the dog and petting the cat. And,
got it. At the time that he was in you, so to speak, or meshed with you, not only was he detecting you, but you were detecting his feelings as well.
Yeah, and that is how I know that there was somebody inside of me. Not only that. You could physically see. I mean, my husband was looking at me, and I mean, I was looking at myself in the mirror. And, I mean, my eyes were felt like they were bulging out, and my facial just was different.
What did your husband have?
He could see it.
Yeah, what did he have to say about all of this?
He didn't quite. He believed me. Because I've had other things happen.
Uh-huh.
Before, but he believes me. I mean, he really believed me, and there was no doubt about it that something just amazing was happening, and I don't know how else to, you know, what else to say about it. It was a great, unique experience, and I have to say that very, very benevolent, kind.
Ah, okay. That's
thing inside of me.
That's what I wanted. Benevolent and kind. So you felt all of that there wasn't any I don't know.
No intrusion.
Yeah.
There was none of that. It was like a child touching things and walking for the first time. So it was really a unique experience for me too.
Well, that's a very interesting description. Like a child doing something for the first time. That's what it would be like too.
He was very worried about scaring my husband and scaring my son. I actually kept turning away from my son because I looked so bizarre at the time.
All right. As with most who have had this kind of experience, apparently, and you said it, it's happened to you before. Maybe not exactly this.
That's the only time that had happened. Oh. I've had other contacts with aliens, and I've woken up on ships and things like that. But this is really a unique.
Is there anything else? You know, it's an opportunity. An awful lot of people listening. You had real contact. Was there any message or any understanding that you gleaned from these beings in any of your encounters that would be important to pass along to the audience?
Well, a lot of the encounters that I had, I only remember bits and pieces, and I had a lot of anger and hostility. So I'm really kind of shocked that in these last years, I've had really great experiences with them. And all I have to say is that they were the Grays, and these ones were really nice. I can't say that for all of them, but.
Do you think the early bad experiences that you had were only bad because you were frightened, or do you think they really were bad, you know, in perspective, looking back?
You hit it right on the head, Art. I think that's what it was. I was so afraid. What I did was I was so afraid of them, and I was so angry at being abducted all the time that I just said out loud, come to me during the day and I won't be afraid. You know, if you just do, you know, you scare me at night. And when I said that, I started having these great daytime experiences. So, you know, I don't know what else, you know, that happened. Maybe it'll help other people. Maybe if they do that.
Do you think this is really common, Mary? Do you think a lot of people are having these experiences? Have you met anybody else who is?
Not that kind of an experience. Not where they've come right inside your body. I've never heard of that.
Well, yeah,
but
I know people have had good experiences.
I've
never heard of it either, Mary, but the odds are now that you have told this story, trust me, I'll bet you a whole bunch of light bulbs went on out there, and there's people trying to dial saying, that happened to me too. Anyway,
I hope they do.
Yep, and I really appreciate your calling. So there's no overall message that you got, Mary, that people should know about. I mean, are you ready to say, don't worry, they're friendly?
Well, I don't know all of them, so I couldn't honestly say that. I'm happy I met some that were nice. I can't speak for all of them, but the ones I've been meeting lately are very nice, so.
Again,
I got no direct message from him when he was inside of me. He was there to just experience.
No big earth straighten out or else kind of message, right?
No. No.
Okay, Mary. Thank you for calling.